Tale of a Tea by Molly Peacock. Part of a long poem called Alphabetique, The Lives of the Letters. A Tale of a Tea. Tea hurled itself down on the dry, sweet grass of the mowed orchard, part of its grandfather's lawn, then lay on its back, looking up into a latticework of branches for the first time. Tea had always thrown itself down to rest. It was only 10, but walking seemed such an effort, dragging around a whole decade. But before, Tea kept its nose down in the green blades. Now, one old tree arm above was shaggy and gray, bearded with bark, studded with leaves, and the marble shapes of beginning apples. Through the applets and leaves and bearded branch was sky, as blue as a bedroom wall. The astonishing crisscrossing circles and lines exploded into a pattern so unbearable, Tea had to close its eyes. Yet the awe was still excruciating. To relieve the pain, it painted letters, dry and sweet, on an imaginary tablet just overhead, distracting itself with a word. The one it chose, was it a choice or a looming, was lattice. Two T's in the middle, and lattice is made of T's, proliferating just as the branches did. An apple could hang on every tee. All of the ages of the world crossed above. Grandfather's bearded arm, a branch off the trunk. The trunk of life was a tee. From the infinity of the decade Tee had lived, it watched each apple increase into its girth, the whole proliferating into lattice, while wonder whirled up like a fan blade, and the world rose in its wind, and Tea rose upright and at ease, beginning to walk toward the house in search of a tablet where it might write down how it left the burden of its decade on the ground.